Proclamation number 5282, dated the December 27th, 1951. Jesus came to the weak, sick and needy. I came into the world for the weak, sick and needy. For the strong in health they did not require me. They found their own way. At least they believed they could. And only when they went astray did they recognize their weakness and called for me. When their own strength did not suffice to master their lives. All those who call for me, who need me, are weak and their souls are ailing, and all those will be helped by me, because by calling for me they acknowledge their distressed state, from which they hope to be rescued by me. All you humans are weak and ill, and good for those who recognize it. However, those who feel strong and healthy are in a bad way, for they cannot be helped. And there are many who believe that they don't need help. There are many who are convinced of their own strength and very easily use the strength of the one who wants to gain them for himself, who increases their arrogant belief and therefore gives them strength, but not without a service in return. He wants the soul and in exchange gives the body what it wants. Roman 1. However, I am the physician of the sick and weak. I am the comforter of the sorrowful and the hope of the distressed end. They all come to me and they will not ask in vain. I agree to help them all even if they do not experience it immediately. But in that case I also know why, and yet you are not abandoned. For no one who calls to me for help from the bottom of his heart will ever call to me in vain. Come unto me, all you who are weak and heavily laden, I will refresh you. Thus I have promised you my help, and so you will certainly receive it. Always remember this when you are confronted by hardship, when you feel physically or psychologically distressed, when earthly life is a heavy burden to you, when you need help. Then remember that I once and at any time came to the poor, sick and weak and only await your call to reveal myself to you, but that I want to be called upon, so that you freely recognize your weakness and ask for me, your physician and helper, that your call demonstrates your faith that I can and will help you, and I will never allow this faith to be destroyed. Amen.